We left off yesterday in Daf Saridaud Amud Beis with regards to cutting nails. So the Mishnah says over here in Saridaud Amud Beis that if one cuts, the maskan of the Gemara is the following. If one cuts one's nails with a kli, so then you chayv chatas. If it be yad, then it's also midrabanan. That's basically the conclusion according to the Chacham. The kli is chayv chatas, with your hand is also midrabanan, and this is all because of malach of gaizes. Then we spent some time yesterday because the Gemara says if you cut two hairs, also your chayv mishum gaizes on Shabbos. The Gemara said that's because two hairs are significant. So the Gemara added, if you cut one white hair, malach levanas mitach shcheres, so two hairs on Shabbos is a shear that's significant, and now you'd be chayv for gaizes. The Gemara said, I'm sorry, normally two hairs is significant, and then you'd be chayv for gaizes. If it's white hairs from black hairs, even one hair is significant, and you'd be chayv on Shabbos. So we added that what the Gemara adds, not only on Shabbos is it also malach levanas mitach shcheres, during the week is also two, because a person is grooming himself like a woman. But then it comes out, and that's an Easter in the Torah, Parshas Ki Tzeitzer Lo Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. A man is not supposed to dress like a woman, he's not supposed to groom himself like a woman. So we added, though, that there might be two, as far as Lahakel, with regards to this. I know it's not shaykh to you now, but at some point in the future it might be shaykh to you. Is that, well, what can you do about a man dyeing his hair? Let's say he wants to do it for a job, he wants to do it for a date. So we made, just to give you a bottom line of what we said yesterday, we made two arguments why that should be allowed if a person wants to dye his hair for a job or dye his hair for dating. One reason was, even though it says over here, Malacha Levanas B'tech Shcheres, is also during the week, because you're making your hair dark. Only women groom themselves in that way. So it's also for a man to do it. So we mentioned that if the two reasons why one could be makel on this. Number one is the Paiskim say is that if a person is not doing it in order to blur the gender lines or to groom himself like a woman, he's doing it for a separate purpose, then the Easter doesn't apply. We gave the Bach gives the example of a person who wants to wear a man's garment because it's so cold outside. Let's say, I don't know, she wants to wear the pants because it's too cold outside. And his, the shiloh that they're doing with is underneath the skirt. It's not a sneer shiloh. So he says, well, what can she do it though? It's like, yubash gever simlas isha. She's wearing a man's garment. So the Bach argued, if she's doing it because it's so cold, so then maybe it is allowed. Or the Ramah says in Hilchos Purim, in order to make Simchos Purim, the man wants to dress like a woman. So he's not doing it to blur, maybe that's the whole Simchos Purim, but he's not doing it to blur the gender lines. He's doing it because the Mach Levitikam Purim. So then such a thing is allowed. So it's over here, you're not doing it. Or let's say a guy wants to, you're not allowed to use a mirror. We'll get to another Svar Lahakel by this. But you're not supposed to use a mirror. But the Gemara says if you're doing it, a man is not supposed to look in a mirror, only woman look in a mirror. So he says, but the Gemara says if you're doing it not because you want to groom yourself like a woman, you're doing it because you don't want to hurt yourself while the guy is cutting his hair. He doesn't want to come out looking ridiculous. So then that is allowed because you're not doing it to blur the gender lines. You're doing it for a separate reason. So number one reason why you're allowed to dye your hair, even though the Gemara says here a man is not allowed to do it, the reason why the Paiskim are Mako is because, or Moshe has like this, is because you're not doing it in order to blur the gender lines, to groom yourself like a woman. You're doing it for a certain purpose of getting a job. The other reason we said is because if men start doing this, it becomes a man's form of grooming himself, then it is allowed. The example that's in the Shulchan Aruch is normally only women shave their armpits. But a man is not allowed to do it because he's grooming himself like a woman. But if he becomes the style of men to do it too, who's doing it? Who's the first guy to be the national Ben Aminadov to start shaving his head? Whoever did it is the one he's being paired together. So the Achronim already asked this. Well, who's the first guy who did it? It's his fault. Oh, so the non-Jews. We should go based on... So the preacher says, yes! We go based on what the custom is by the Umos HaOlam. If everyone starts shaving their armpits, so then by the Jews also it could be significant. That could be a male activity. It wouldn't be considered blurring the gender lines. It wouldn't be a problem with Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. So if they start doing it, so then it's Mutav too. So too men, the Ramah says men use mirrors. It's just not as much, perhaps, but they use mirrors just like the women do. So nowadays, it's not a violation of Yibush Gever Simlas Isha to use a mirror. So too, there's a whole line, it's probably a whole billion-dollar industry of men's hair replacement, hair dyeing, and all these type of things. So then it is the way of men also to do these things. So the Metzius might have changed. It's not only a female activity, now perhaps it's a male grooming activity. Okay, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to pull one white hair out from the black, and not only on Shabbos, even during the week. So we gave two reasons why perhaps nowadays it would be allowed for a man to dye his hair to get a job. Number one, he's not doing it to blend in. He's doing it to get a job. And number two is because perhaps nowadays it is a male grooming activity. Okay, so back to the nails. So the Gemara says, if you cut your nails with a kli chayav chatas, if you cut your nails with your hands, you know, you bite them or something like that, that's kilacher yad, that's only osam midrabbana. So Tosfos says over there, sadidana mebeis, that even though bekli is chayav chatas, Tosfos says that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mechayav melacha shein tzricha legufa. But according to Rabbi Shimon, cutting nails is only midrabbanan. Why? Because it's always going to be a melacha shein tzricha legufa. So Tosfos says cutting nails. Tosfos says bekli chayav chatas, cutting your nails. Is Bekli, the Gemara says, is Chayav Chatos. Why? Because of Gazes. Bekli, Chayav Chatos, the Taisa says that that's only the Rebbe Yehuda, Dafka the Rebbe Yehuda. The Rebbe Shimon, it's a Malacha She'en Tzricha Legufa. So it's Pater.
Are we talking about the clear or not the clear?
Even with the clay. Why? Because what do you need the nails for? You don't need the nails for anything. So it's always going to be a malacha she'ein tzricha legufa. So we saw yesterday that this comes up in a unfortunately common circumstance of a woman who doesn't forgets to cut her nails before she comes to the mikvah Friday night. So normally speaking. We're going to get to why, but the nail is considered to be a chatzitza, because sometimes there's dirt underneath. We'll get to it in a second. So sometimes there's dirt underneath the nail, so the nail's a chatzitza. So a woman is supposed to clean underneath her nails before she goes to the mikvah. Let's say she forgot to do this, and she comes to the mikvah Friday night, and she wants to know what to do. I'm sorry, so women don't just clean underneath their nails, they cut their nails. They cut their nails. Why do they cut their nails? Because otherwise the nails are chatzitza. Is it just because there's dirt underneath? Or is it because the nail itself is a chatzitza? You know, we'll do it there. Look at page 25. What is that? Look at page
25. Maybe over there, can you see the same thing with cutting your hair also? You need the hair.
Ooh, ooh. Good, see the shy. Okay, look over here, page 25. We'll get there in a second. It says over here in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tzari Ches Sif Yud Ches in Hilchas Nida. There's a sif yud ches tzoya shetakas hatzipora, and if you have tzoya, which is some sort of dirt, or betzek, or dough, anything underneath the nail, it's considered to be a chatzitza. Therefore, it says in the last line of sif yud ches, nogu anoshim litol tziporneim b'shas tefila. Therefore, since if you have dirt underneath your fingernail, it's considered to be a chatzitza. Chatzitza means that the water has to touch all of your body when you go into the mikvah. So if you have a part of your body with something else is on it, then the mikvah is not touching you, the mikvah, the waters, because something's blocking, so that's considered to be a chatzitza. Mida eraisa, a chatzitza is only a problem if it's rove of your body, a rove of that aver, and you care about it, meaning you want to remove it. But if it's not rove of the body, or you don't care about it, even if it's the rove of the body, then it's not a chatzitza. Mida rabbanan, they said, even if it's a minority part of the body, and as long as you care about it, it's a chatzitza. So a minority part of the body, even though, let's say over here, the fingernails. So there's dirt underneath the fingernails. So if she would be makbet to remove it, so if she would know about it, then it's considered to be a chatzitza. So by netilas yadayim, how come we don't do this? How come not everybody sits there by netilas yadayim and cleans out their fingernails every time they wash it, to cut their fingernails before they wash it? Netilas yadayim is also a chatzitza, halacha of chatzitza. You can't wash netilas yadayim if you have stuff on your hands. Also halacha of chatzitza. So I guess we assume by netilas yadayim that people don't care. It's a little nauseous to think about, but people don't care about their little dirt underneath their fingernails. So if we don't care about it, it's a miut of the body, a minority part of the body, and you don't care. In order to be a chatzitza problem, even midrabbanan, it has to be a miut, and you care about it. Let's say a woman has nail polish, and it's chipping. Now she's going to want to take it off. If it's not chipping, then it's not a chatzitza. She could wash netilas yadayim like that. Me'ikar adin. One can make an argument she could go to the mikveh with the nail polish. It's most mikvahs don't allow it. They tell the woman to remove the nail polish because if it's chipping, now it's a chatzitza. But let's say by netilas yadayim, a woman got nail polish put on, so it's not a problem with chatzitza. Why? Because she's not makba to remove it. She just paid a lot of money to get the nail polish put on. So it's a miut of the body, and she's not makba to remove it. So too, by the dirt on the people's fingernails, a little dirt, most people are not makba to remove it. So it's a miut, she'enoi makbid, a minority part of the body, they're not makbid about it. So then that's not considered to be a problem of chatzitza. But when it comes to Hilchas Nida, it comes to Tefilas Nida, so the Shulchan Aruch says, Rama says, a woman have a chumrah that they've adopted not to have any chatzitza at all. But Netilas Yadayim, people don't care about what's underneath the fingernails. But when it comes to the Noshim, they were makbid to remove all chatzitzas, even if it's a miut, she'eino makbid, even if it's a minority part of the body, where they're not makbid about it, they would like it there. The minig is that the woman remove all the chatzitzas. So she should remove the nail polish. Oh. So, but it's, that's why it says over here, Nagu Anashim, so how are you ever going to get through this? I'm sitting underneath over there with the nails. Nagu Anashim, li totsi panayim b'shas tfigo. Therefore, they had the minig to cut their nails. Some women, mamas, go crazy. You don't have to cut to the skin. You know, cut the nails like normally people cut their nails. That's how you cut your nails. Nagu Anashim, li totsi panayim b'shas tfigo. Why? Because it's so hard to clean out from underneath the nails. Vanatios, you're dying. We leave it like that. Okay. No one, it's a miut, a minority part of the body, and no one makbid about it. By the woman that had an extra chumrah not to have any chatzitzas at all. Even a miut, she'ena makbid. Even a miut that she doesn't, not makbid to remove. She'll leave it there, the nail polish. No, when it comes to tefilas nida, she should remove it. Okay? So it says over here, siv ches. Skip down. Davka betzek shetachas hatziperin chatzitz. Only the dirt underneath the nail. Aval hatziperin atzma. The nail itself, ain't a chatzitzas. The nail? Why should the nail be chatzitzas? It's part of her body. Even if it's very long and she's going to cut it off, it's like waving in the wind, it's so long. It's not chaytzetz.
Maybe
a hangnail,
maybe not.
Miu, says the Rama. Kol zedavka she'en soyar betzak taktav b'shas tefila. That's only if there's no dirt underneath the nail at the time of the tefila. Umeachar de kolkach. Oh, but now he says, Umeachar de kolkach nogu lito tzipornayim. Since nowadays all the women have the minig to cut their nails before going to the mikvah because it's too hard to clean out from underneath them. Afilu matziporin achas nisha biyoda v'tavla. Even if she has one nail that she didn't cut, tzricha tefila acheres v'chei noigin. Since she normally cuts her nails, so says Rama, if she didn't cut her nails, then she has to go back and do a tefila again. Why does she have to go back and do a tefillah again? Okay? Nikra din, you just have to clean out from underneath the nails. But says the Rama, nowadays, the women were makbid to cut their nails. So Rama adds, because of this chumrah that they cut their nails, now we have a separate problem. It could be that the nail itself is chaytzeitz. Normally, a nail can't be chaytzeitz. It's part of your own body. Your finger can't be chaytzeitz to your hand. It's part of your body. So too, the nail is part of the body. But since they normally cut it, now it's something, it could be that's extraneous to the body, and it could be the nail itself is chaytzeitz, because since you were supposed to cut it, it's like an appendage to the body. Look over here, the Shach explains this. Page 27, middle narrow line. You see, there's like three madrigas over there. There's the thin, the medium, and the fat lines. So in the first medium line, says the Shach, page 27, that's the Sifsei Kain on the right-hand side. Miu beravan simin shin chavav daf samach ayin dalid cut matzasi v'zel l'shaynoi tzrichin latoch tziporni yadev ragleha. She has to cut her fingernails and her toenails. They came and asidin litla and chaytzi hashta. Since you're going to cut them, so chaytzi now. Wow. Since you would have cut them, it's like an appendage to the body. V'zel ke'ein mashakos of a rav umeachar dekvar nogol litol tzipornayim. Now that they normally cut the nails, Tzricha tefila acheres. She needs a new tefila. Mashma the time alami shum di efshar. It's not because, of course, there's some dirt underneath there. Shulo nishar titach as a tziparin. Because there's no way that there's no some dirt underneath the nail. No. Elam ishum shal tziparin atma chaytzeit. The nail itself is chaytzeit. So the Shach says, nails nowadays, since the minig is to cut them, so the Shach says that hatziparin atma chaytzeit. The nail itself is a chatzitza.
The whole nail?
The part that you were going to cut off. Yes. Even though a body can't be a chatzitza, that's the body. Your hair is not a chatzitza, your hair is your hair. But since you were going to cut it off, now it has the status of something that's extra, so now it's a chatzitza. The Taz disagrees, and he says, no, all the Rambam meant to say is, there's no way that if you didn't pay attention to it, if you didn't clean your nails before, there's no way that some dirt is not underneath one of your nails. So the Taz says, but if you will clean out your nails very well, you know you cleaned out your nails. So then he says the nail itself is not a chatzitza. It's because you can't have it that there's no dirt underneath. So according to the Shach, the nail itself is a chatzitza. And according to the Taz, it's because unless you paid attention to it, there is some dirt underneath the nail. Okay, so Rambam says over here, a chumrah, that if a woman didn't clean out her nail, she has to go to the mikveh again. Why? So the Shach says, because the nail itself is a chatzitza. Nowadays, that all the women cut their nails is something that's extraneous to the body, it's a chatzitza. The Taz says, it's because, we're not going to read it inside. You can look at page 26. It's the whole right side and the left side. If you want to read it on your own time, you're more than welcome. So that because it's impossible that there's some dirt underneath the nail, if she didn't check. Let's say she checked, that'll be the nafka mina. A woman checks her nail. She says, Rabbi, I'm sure, there's no dirt underneath my nail. Why is this such a big deal? The woman don't like cutting their nails. She went to go get these extensions and everything and whatever. The nails are a big thing. So she doesn't want to cut her nail. She just wants to clean out from underneath the nail. She said, I'm sure there's no dirt underneath the nail. So according to the Shach, the nail itself is a chatzitza. You can't do that. According to the Taz, just cleaning out the nail, if she spends time cleaning out her nails, that's sufficient. So it's a big difference, halacha l'maisa. L'chatchil, of course, we're machmer like the Shach, but a woman who gives a lot of tzaras about this, so some are mekel. So according to the name of Chaim Moser, you can be mekel like the Taz. Okay, anyway, depends, different mikvahs, different policies. So according to the Shach, though, you always have to cut the nails. There will be a difference now, okay? A woman, the Shaila is, though, let's say a woman, the Shaila, the Pai Pisca Chuba, asks a Chsidish Shaila. After a woman, when she gets married, Chsidish circles, has hair. Right after the wedding, what do they do? She shaved the head. Ooh, how could she go to the mikvah before the wedding?
She's going to shave her
hair. She's going to shave the hair. So the hair is a chatzitza.
She didn't get it before the wedding.
Good Shaila. Not the money. They don't teach that in the chassid classes over here. Oh, what about that? Oh, she's gonna. So they say no. She's not gonna cut it yet. When she becomes mad, she's missing too many steps till the time that she's gonna cut it. Meaning, she still has to have the bias mitzvah. She still has to have the wedding. There's so many steps in between. You can't call it an extraneous to the body because she needs her hair for all those stages. She's gonna need her hair for the wedding. So she doesn't plan on cutting it before then. Oh. So it's not considered to be a chatzitza. But because of that, some women, let's say she's planning on getting a haircut right after the wedding, right after the mikvah, she doesn't need a wedding in between. She's a married woman already. And she's scheduled for a hair appointment right after she goes to the mikvah. So maybe since she was going to get a haircut before going to the mikvah, it's already chatzitza now because she was going to get a haircut afterwards. So we don't do that. Cutting nails is like, if you see someone with long nails, it's not menanimus, you know, ugh. It's gross. So nails have to be cut. Hair, you never know. Some people have long hair. Some people have short hair. It's hard to say. It was meant to be cut, so it's a chatzitza. So we really don't say this. But a chsidish circle is a little bit more of a shiloh because everyone has the same hairstyle. Is that they're all shaved heads. So then you have more of the shiloh of why is it considered to be a chatzitza. Okay, good. So over here we have two opinions with regard to the nails. Is the nail itself a chatzitza, or is it because there's some dirt underneath? Now, the meaning will be if, let's say, you cleaned out the nails. So let's say a woman shows up at the mikvah Friday night. She didn't get a chance to clean out underneath her nails or cut her nails. What should we do? We have two options. What can you do? The Taz says, no problem. What should you do? According to the Taz, what can you do Friday night, Rabbi Isaac?
Clean out the nails.
Have her just clean out the nails. Fine, think enough. Clean out the nails. You don't have to cut the nails. According to the Shach, though, you can't do that. Why can't you do that? Why can't you just clean out underneath the nails according to the Shach? Because the nail is itself a chatzitza. Also, we're stuck. Woman shows up Friday night. She didn't get a chance to cut her nails. According to the Taz, no problem. Just clean out well underneath the nail. There's no malacha in that. Or if she has nail polish, okay, we'll get to removing the nail polish. The Shach would say, there. Fine, she should have removed it before Shabbos. Maybe now you can remove it on Shabbos. What about according to the Shach that the nail itself is a chatzitza? You can't just clean out underneath the nail. Since you were going to cut the nails, or you should have, the nail is considered extraneous to the body. Now it's a chatzitza. It blocks. Wah! So now, what do we do for this lady? So the Shach says what you should do is the following. What you should do is ask a nukri. Ask the nukri to cut the nail. That's why the Shach says, Taisvah said, cutting nails. It's malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. This is only according to Yehuda, but according to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Shimon, cutting nails is a malacha she'ain tzricha l'gufa. It's only yasim and darabanan. So the Shach says that if you use a miru l'nakri, lach toichat ziperin, you use a miru l'nakri to cut the nails, So then guess what?
It'll be a shvus. The shvus for Malka Mitzvah. It'll be a double the Rabbanan. Kani Meraz is one Midar Rabbanan. Avira Rabbi is the second Midar Rabbanan. Shvus, the shvus for Malka Mitzvah. What mitzvah? The mitzvah of Aynes Baila. Mitzvah having relations with her husband. Okay? So it's the shvus,
B'makai mitzvah. That's the shach. The Taz doesn't like it. Number one, the Taz is already against this. Why is the Taz against this? Because the Taz holds.
She's helping by doing
this. Oh, but you don't need to do this. So according to the Taz, what could you just do?
Just clean out
underneath the nails. The Taz is already going to be opposed to it. But then the Taz opposes it not just because it's unnecessary. The Taz opposes it because it's wrong. Why is it a wrong cheshbon? So he bases himself on the Gemara Makkos. This is where we left off. Everybody say, turn to the Gemara Makkos. Very interesting Gemara. The Gemara says, Tani Tana Kameda Rav Chisda, page 18. Echad HaMakif VeEchad HaNikaf. Both one who cuts off the Peos HaRosh of somebody. That's the Makif, like the Malve. VeEchad HaNikaf. That's the guy who had his Peos cut off. Amalei, so they both get Malkus. Both. Amalei, why is the guy who gets his payas cut off? What did he do wrong? Manda, Ochel, Tamri, Barbila, guy eats dates out of a sieve, gets Malkus? What did he do? He didn't pick the dates on Shabbos, he just ate them. Da Amalecha, who I'll tell you, who is this Mani, Rabbi Yehudi? Da Amalav, shame by Maisa, loikin alav. He says it's a lav, shame by Maisa, and you nonetheless, you get Malkus for it. So Rabba Omar, no. You know what it's talking about? B'makif la'atzmai. It's talking about where you did it yourself. Oh, so you cut off your own payas. So now you get two times Malkus. Once for makif, once for nikaf. Rav Ashi Yomar, b'misayeya v'divrei hako. It's talking about where you helped out. And it's according to everyone. Whether you get Malkus for a lav shame by Maisa, you don't get Malkus for a lav shame by Maisa. It's b'misayeya v'divrei hako. You helped out. Okay? We don't need this anymore. You helped out. I'm going to say, you have to keep the facts straight over here, though, okay? So the Gemara says, Masechta Makkos. The Gemara in Makkos. That if you cut off your payas, the Makif, a Makif, gets Malkus. What about the Nikov? A Nikov, the guy who had the payas I rush cut off? Malkus. What does the Gemara ask? The Gemara asks on the Nikov. What did he do? It's a lav. Sha'im by Maisa. What did he do? He didn't do anything wrong. So the Gemara ends up saying no. B'misayeya. He helped out. He helped out. How did he help out? By contorting his head in different directions. The barber is always doing that, pushing you forward, this, that. So you helped out. So therefore you get Malkus. So the Nikov gets Malkus, and the Makif gets Malkus. So the Taz says, what do you see from here? What do you see from here? Let's say a woman puts her hands out like this for the manicurist Friday night. She shows up at the mikveh without her nails cut. So Taz is just clean out underneath, no problem. Shah says, no, you have to cut the nails. What you need to do? Ask your nachri to cut them. Because cutting the nails, nobody needs the nail. It's a malakha shein tzuri kulagufa. We don't need the nails. We don't need the product of the malakha. It's a malakha shein tzuri kulagufa. So Shah says, ask your nachri to do it. It'll be a shvus to shvus to makai mitzvah. You know what the Taz argues? No! It's not a shvus to shvus to makai mitzvah. Why? Why? You're helping! You're putting your fingers like this! You're putting your fingers like this! Oh, it's a good time now. No? You see, if you contort your head, you are an ikof, and now all of a sudden you get Malkus. So you see, if you help out, you're participating. Oh, so Zuck the Taz, if you help out with the cutting of the nails, you're participating in the what? In the process of cutting the nails. So, Buster, you hear that, Taina?
Is that only review to them?
Could be, so what? But Misayeh is a Maisa. You're on the right road, but I'm going to divert you. Not yet. We'll get there. So the Shach, you're on the right road, though. The Shach, fantastic. The Shach disagrees. It's a Gabal of the Taina. The Taz says, what are you talking about? Shmuz to Shmuz to Mokai Mitzvah. Amir Unachri Lachta Chatsi Baran. And this is a Malach Hashem Zirka Lugupa. Amir Unachri doesn't help, says the Taz. You know why? The Taz disagrees, and he says, you are Misayeh. You're Misayeh, the woman's helping out. So the Isha, the Israel is violating the Chatzichos HaTziporin. Misayeh HaYisrael, Misayeh HaYisha, the Isha is helping out. So you can't say it's Amir of Anakri. The Anakri is not the only one who's doing it. Who's participating here too? The woman. Ah! Here? Okay, Rabbi Zayin. So it could be the Taz will argue, the Shach will argue the following. The Shach will argue, no, Misayeh is insignificant. What are you talking about? It's a Gemara and Makis. Gemara and Makis says, if you contort your head in different directions, you have violated Nikaf. You have violated cutting off the Peis HaRosh because you tilted your head. So how come the woman hasn't violated cutting her nails by moving her heels like this and like this? You hear the Kasha? Says the Gemara Maseches Nazir, turn 19, page 19. Fantastic Gemara. We're not going to read the top part. Sorry I put it on. Look, 8 lines down. This is, give context. Look, 8 lines down. Amar Rav Huna, right in the middle of the line. Maybe 8 lines down from where I marked off. We'll read most of it. Amar Rav Huna. You hear it? You see it? Hamakev es hakatan. Person cuts off the pants haroish of a katan. Mutar aser. Harehu chayiv. Chayiv. Amalei Rav Ada Bar Ahava, Rav Huna. Rav Ada Bar Ahava said to Rav Huna, really? If it's also the cut off the Peis HaRosh of a katan, v'didach, man megalech lahain, who cuts your children's hair? If you're not allowed to cut off the Peis HaRosh of a child, who cuts your children's hair? I don't know why you can't just cut the hair without cutting the Peis HaRosh. I don't know why, but okay. He says, oh yes, so who cut? It must have been he had a Peis HaRosh cut in his child. Amalei Chayva. He said, my wife, Chayva. So he said, Tikberi Nun Chayva Libneha. He says, if Chayva is doing it, what a horrible name. Chayva, obligation, right? Tikberi Nun Chayva Libneha. So then Chayva is going to bury her children. Why? Because she's doing the wrong thing. Kul Shani Rav Ada Bar Ahava Lo Yikayim Lezare. All the years of Rav Ada Bar Ahava, he didn't have any children because of this. I don't know. Lo Yikayim Lezare Lo Rav Huna. Rav Huna didn't have any children because he had his wife cutting the Peis HaRosh of his child. Michti. Okay, but this is a machlekes. We don't have to get involved in the anecdotal part of it. Michti. Tarvayu Svira. Svira, they both hold. One second. They both hold. Hakafas kol haroish shma hakafa. If you cut off or you shave off all the hair on your head, that's not just, it's not just if you, see, hakafas Peis HaRosh means you even out this part of the forehead with behind the ear, meaning you cut off like this. That's what they used to call priests, a galach, because they all used to have, the, meaning, galach means cut hair, because it's a very common haircut to have the hair like this, straight like this. Oh, so you don't have Peis HaRosh. So you're not allowed to even it out. Oh, but let's say you cut off the whole, all your hair on your head. It's a very new look. It's an in style of cut off all the hair on your head. So is that called evening out? You have no hair, Bechlau. So is that called evening out? Yes, that's called evening out. Hakafa is called HaRosh, Shema Hakafa. So B'maikam Efligi, what are they arguing about then? Rav Huna Savar Vaisa Kifu Pasra Sheikhem Vlaisashris as Pasik Hanecha. The Pasik says Vaisa Kifu. What Lashon is that? Yachud or Rabbim? I know it's not the Hebrew class over here. Vaisa Kifu Pasra Sheikhem. Who's the plural? Vlaisashris as Pasik Hanecha. You shouldn't cut the corners of your beard. They're together though. So Kol Sheyeshla Hashchasa Yeshla Hakafa. Anybody who has the Isa of cutting the beard has the Isa of cutting the Peis HaRosh. Vahani Nashi. So women who are not obligated in the Zaken, hopefully, is not obligated in the Zaken of cutting off the Peis of her beard, so too, she's not obligated in cutting off the Peis HaRosh. Okay? So according to Rav Huna, Rabbi Isai. According to Rav Huna, Gemara Maseches Nazir. According to Rav Huna, according to Rav Huna, is an Isha, we're going to have a double machlekes here between Rav Huna and Rav Ada Bar Ahava. According to Rav Huna, Isha mutter lehakif Peis HaRosh. Why? Because she's not commanded in the Isra of what? Of cutting off the Peis HaZakan, so she's not obligated in the Isra of cutting off the Peis HaRosh either. But a man is a man allowed to cut off the Peis HaRosh of a child? No. Rav Huna holds no. That's why he had his wife do it. Ish aser lahakif Peis HaKatan.
Oh, so he, with the case before where you said that he didn't have kids?
He had kids, but who did he have? Who did he have do it? Forget about the anecdotal part of it. Okay. I told you. Who did he have do it? He had his wife do it. He holds woman amuta. But would he have been able to do it for the katan? No. What does Rav Ada Bar Ahava hold? Just the opposite. Okay? Rav Ada Bar Ahava holds, Look over here. Rav Adi Bar Haba lo yekayim lezari leravun. I'm sorry, no. Rav Adi Bar Haba savar. Rav Adi Bar Haba holds. Echad hamakim ve'echad hanikim. The pasuk is beloshen rabim. Lo yisakifu pasu sheicham. It's including the makif and the nikaf b'mashma. Ve'iskish makif l'nikaf. There's a connection between the makif and the nikaf. Kohecha de nikaf mechayiv. Makif nami mechayiv. Wherever the nikaf is chayiv, the makif is also chayiv. So according to Rav Adi Bar Haba, is a woman allowed to cut off the peyos harosh of a man? No, isha.
Oh, so according
asura.
To that,
asura.
So a woman could do another woman. A woman could
do a kata
or another woman. Oh, okay,
peyos harosh. She's asur. It means of a man. Peyos harosh show her ish.
She can do another woman.
She can do herself, yeah. And a katan, ish, what about a man? To cut the pants of a katan, mutter. Lahakif.
Oh, because the katan's mutter?
Peyos ha-katan. Why?
Because
the katan is not obligated. So he says, kol she yesh, no, where is this? Because, iskish makif unikav. Koheka de nikav mechayiv, wherever the person getting his peyos is chayiv, mechayiv makif, the makif is also chayiv. But high katan, Hobu gufe la baruchin, since the cutting is not a baruchin, the gadol is allowed to cut. What? The gadol is allowed to cut the katan. Okay, what's the machlekes over here? So the Brisker Rav said the machlekes over here is the following. Rabbi said, turn the page. Page 20. Look at the Rambam. Perek Yud Beis of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim Halacha Aleph. Fake out. Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph. The Rambam quotes the halacha, you're not allowed to cut off the peyos harosh. Yes.
We'll go over it again.
I promise. Bamed dvarim amurim. Look at the last line of Halacha Aleph. When is there an iser to cut off the peyos harosh? Be'ish hamigaleach. Aval ish hamizgaleach. The man who has his peyos cut off. According to the Rambam, you're only chayiv if you what?
Help
out. If you help out. If you don't help out, there's no problem with the who? The nikaf. Look at the Ravid on the side. Afal pi shein aloike kevin shemidato osa over belav. The Ravid holds, according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, the makif is over belav. The nikaf is only over belav in misayeya, if he helps out. Okay?
The nikaf's the one getting cut.
Yes. The Ravid disagrees. And the Ravid holds, no, the makif is over belav, of course, he's doing the action, and the nikaf is also over belav, whether he helps out or not. You know what helping out is relevant for? He's over belav either way. In Siyeya, if he helped out, then there's Malkus.
Oh, for now, he's supposed to look closer.
In Lo, Siyeya, ain't no like it. But either way, he has violated the lav. Okay? The Ravid holds there is a separate lav on the nikaf. The Rambam holds no, only if you help out is there a lav on the nikaf. The Ravid holds no, there's always a lav on the nikaf. If he helps out, he gets malchus. If he doesn't help out, he doesn't get malchus. So the Rambam holds there's no lav on the nikaf. The Ravid holds that there is. And Rabbi said, you see this here too. Look over here. Take one. You have one already?
Yeah. More you can see.
Oh. Look at the Rambam, I'm sorry, in the bottom left hand corner there's with the Minyan HaKotzer. The top is the Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Then in the Fancy Rambam. There's a minyan hakata, the short listing of the mitzvahs by the Rambam. So if you look at Mem Gimel, bottom left-hand corner, the Rambam writes, Lo the hakif peyas roish, that you shouldn't cut off the peyas of your zakon. The Rambam only counted as one mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs not to cut off your peyas. The Ravid disagrees, because of our Ravid, Omer Avram, Lav the makif, Lav the nikaf. There's two. There's one for the makif and one for the nikaf. It's two mitzvahs in the minyan mitzvahs. According to the Rambam, there's one mitzvah. There's makif. All there is makif. Guess what happens if you are misayeya? If you're misayeya, guess what that does to the nikaf? It turns him into a makif. If you help out, that makes you into a makif. There's only one lav, though. What's the lav? Makif. Rak loisasei echon. What is that? Makif. But if you help out, that makes you into a makif. The Ravid disagrees and he says, no, there's two mitzvahs here. You get Malkus. This is relevant for Malkus. If you help out, you get Malkus and Moisiyah ain't no like it. But either way, you violate a law because according to the Ravid, there are two Isurim here. Beis Loisaseis. And the Ravid counts them both in the Minyan mitzvahs. One for Makif, one for Nikaf. If you help out, does that make you into a Makif then? Rabbi Isa, if you help out, does that make me into the barber? No. According to the Rambam, if you help out, you contort your head in one way or the other, that makes you into the barber. There's only one lav. Who's that on the barber? According to the Rabbi, no, there's on the barber and the, I don't know what you call it, maybe a client, whatever. The guy who had his hair cut off, do barbers have clients? The guy who had his hair cut off, a customer. There's a lav on you too. Helping out is just relevant for Malkus. You can't get Malkus if you didn't do anything. So if you did something, it makes you into an active customer, we could give you Malkus. But either way, it doesn't make you into the barber. No. All it does is you violated the law of Nikaf. So it could be that that's inherent in this Machlekes. They're arguing about how to understand Rav Huna. See, Rav Adavar Haba holds, there's only one law. He holds, there's only a law on the Nikaf. How do I know? A woman is allowed to cut the pants harash of a man. Why? What? I'm sorry, a woman is... No.
Just the makeup?
No, yes. A man is allowed to cut the payas harosh of a katan. Mm-hmm. Why are you allowed to cut the payas harosh of a katan? Because the katan is not chayiv. The katan is not chayiv. A man is chayiv, so a woman is not allowed to cut the payas harosh of the man. Mm-hmm. There's only a lav on the nikaf. Okay? So if the nikaf is a man, no. If the nikaf is a katan, yes. It all depends on the guy who's having his hair cut off. The Rav Huna disagrees, and he says, no, there is also a lav on the makif, or there's only a lav on the makif. He says the focus is the makif. Therefore, a woman is allowed to cut up the payas harosh of a man, because who's doing the cutting? The woman. The man is not even allowed to cut the payas harosh of a katan, because it all depends on who's doing the cutting. You got me? Here it depends on who's having their hair cut. So if Adler have all, it depends on who's having the hair cut. So since it's a katan, it's mutter here. Since it's a man, it's usher here. It all depends on who's having the hair cut. That's what Rav Adler have holds. Rav Huna holds, no, it depends on who's doing it. Who's the barber? That's what it depends on. So here, if it's a man who's the barber, then it's usher, because it's a man. Here, it's a woman who's doing the hair cutting. She's not obligated, so it's mutter. You follow? Okay, Rabbi said, according to Rav Barahava, the focus is the Nikaf. According to Rav Huna, the focus is the Makif. We paskin like Rav Huna. You look in the Rambam, you'll see, we paskin like Rav Huna. A woman is allowed to cut the payas harosh of a man.
So who's the rabbi like that?
Oh. What does he mean, though? Does he mean that there's only a Makif? That's the Rambam. Okay. The Rambam understood that it's only a Makif. The Rav was saying, no, it's the makif, it's both. It's both. He's adding, not only do you have to worry, is the focus the nikaf, the focus is also the makif. You have to worry about the makif too. And that's the primary one. But the nikaf is also, as I say, they're having a machlekes is how to understand Rav Huna. According to the Rambam, it's all about the makif. You see, if the woman's doing it, then it's mutter. If a man is doing it, then it's usher. And the Rav holds, no, it doesn't only, you're right, there's one, as I say, vis-a-vis the makif. But there's also, and you have to worry about that, a man cannot cut the payas harosh of a katan. And a woman cannot cut the payas harosh of a man, because you always have to worry. A woman is allowed, what do you say?
How
could that be mutter then? It's because the two are connected. The makif and the nikaf are connected.
So if the woman is not obligated, if the woman is not obligated in cutting herself, she could cut for a man. Anyway.
And also, how according to the right, it's mutter for man cuts. Isn't there its own iser, its own law?
If a man cuts.
To cut them.
Right. So the two are related. The makif and the nikav are related. Could be you have to have both ends of the equation in order to be chayav, but it doesn't mean that the nikav is insignificant. Meaning there's makif, and it could be there is nikav too. The Rambam holds there's only makif. Could be the Rambam holds that there's nikav too, but they're related. So if you have one, you have the other one. If you don't have one, you don't have the other one. You follow? Mm-hmm. So over here, since you don't have the makif, you don't have the nikav either. Here, since you don't have the nikav, you don't have the makif. But it doesn't mean that it's all about makif. It doesn't mean that it's all about the barber. It could be it's about the client too, just they're related. If you don't have one, you can't have the other one. See, Rav Huna says that. Rav Huna says, what does he say? How does he explain his position? He says, Kol sheyesh lo b'hashchasa, yesh lo hakafa. Meaning there's a connection between the two. So he doesn't mean to say that it's only the makif. It means to say that the makif and the nikaf are connected. Either way, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, we have the following machlekes. Damn, machlekes had to understand the Rav Huna. But either way, according to the Rambam and the Ravid, what shakes out is the following machlekes. According to the Rambam, there's only one loisase. That's the barber. If you help out, that makes you into a barber. According to the Ravid, no. There's a barber and the client. They might be interrelated. But once you have a client who's chayiv and a barber who's chayiv, or whatever. Once you have one who's chayiv, at least the barber is chayiv. The barber is chayiv. Or the client is chayiv. There's two separate prohibitions. There's the makif and the nikaf. So what does helping out do? Does helping out make you into the nikaf? No. You're a nikaf anyway. Even if you're just sitting there like a dummy, you're over on a lav. What does the helping out aspect accomplish? It makes you into an active participant and you can get malchus. Over here, it makes you into a passive and you can't get malchus. So according to the Rambam, Misayeya does what? Misayeya makes you into a barber. You're participating in the act. According to the Ravid, all the Misayeya accomplishes is what? Is it makes you an active participant. But it doesn't make you over on the lav. You're over on the lav just by sitting there. You're over on the lav. It's a separate Easter. All it does is it turns it into a lav sheyesh by Maisa. Because now it's a lav sheyesh by Maisa.
Is the Ravid arguing if you moved on the other Gemara about Malchus? About
being
doing action.
No. Sorry, but I said back over here. But look back over here. Okay, the Gemara said Masechet Malchus the following. If you're a barber, you get Malchus. If you're the client, you get Malchus. The Gemara asks, it's a lav shein by Maisa. The Gemara answers, you're Misayeya. What does that mean? You're Misayeya. What does that mean? So according to the Rambam, what does Misayeya mean? What does Misayeya mean? Now you are the barber. You are also the barber. The makif. If the nikaf helps out, he's also a makif. So guess what? That makes sense for the Taz. If the woman helps out, what does that make her into? The manicurist. But according to the Ravid, what's the pshat of Misayeya? What's the pshat of Misayeya? What does Misayeya do?
No, doesn't have to do anything.
Now it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Now the nikaf can get malchus for being a nikaf. But does it make you into the barber? No. It makes you into an active nikaf. You can get malchus. But it never made you into the barber. You know why you get malchus for this? Because it's its own iser. Is there an iser on Shabbos to have your hands cut or an iser to cut nails? I don't mean to split nails.
Or to rhyme it both.
What?
Or to rhyme it both.
No! There's an Easter in the Torah to have your Peyas HaRosh cut, and an Easter to cut Peyas HaRosh. But on Shabbos, is there an Easter to have your nails cut or to cut nails?
Cut nails.
Cut nails. There is no separate Easter. It makes you into a lav sheyesh b'maisa, but not the barber. But not the makif. So the Shach disagrees with the Taz. He says, Misayeya ain't by mamish. No, Misayeya is only significant by there. Misayeya, aim by mamish, Misayeya does not make you into the manicurist. It only makes you into an active nikaf. So you can get malchus, but there's a separate lav for nikaf. Because nikaf is a lav bifnei atzmoi. It's a separate lav. There's no separate lav to have your nails cut. So the Shav disagrees and he says, no, Misayeya is aim by mamish. When is Misayeya significant? If it's a separate lav.
and we want to make it into a lav sheyesh by ma'isa, then it's significant. But if it's not a separate lav, no, then no. Look, you'll see these two answers reflected in the Ritva. Rabbi say, turn the page, page 24. Very simple. Turn the page 24. Look back. The Gemara said to Masechet Malchus, if you cut a guy's hair, the barber gets Malchus, the customer also gets Malchus. The Gemara asked, he's passive. How can you get Malchus if he's passive? The Gemara answered, he helped out. He helped out. So you see, helping out is significant. It makes you into an active participant. But in what regard? Look over here, the Ritva asks, Pirish Rashi, Shemaz Mimo Hasirus, you give the guy your hair. That's how you helped out. V'ika dekashile, but there are those that ask a kasha. Hodam rinam in Mesechus Yomtiv, but the Gemara says Mesechus Beitza, that if you sit there like a dummy and a nukri puts a medicine on you, the Inyan Mekho Kusi li Yisrael b'yomtiv, a nukri comes and he puts eye medication on your eye. V'Yisrael amitz upasach, he opens and closes his eyes like this. V'misayeya eivoy mamish. What? So the Gemara says Mesechus Beitza, the Gemara says the Masechet Beitza what? That with regards to putting on medication on Shabbos, a nukri puts medication on a Jew, Misayeya ain boy mamish. Misayeya helping out is insignificant, and it's only usur, it's only amir of a nukri. If a nukri puts it on to a Jew, even though he opens and closes his eyes, Misayeya ain boy mamish. How come over here Misayeya is significant? It makes you into a nikaf. Why? Here the Gemara says Misayeya does not make you into a doctor because you open and close your eyes for the medication. So how come it makes you into a nikaf? V'loy kasha, says the Ritva. So one answer is she'ain kol Misayeya shavin. Just because you open and close your eyes, you blink, doesn't make you into a doctor. Shavin the Misayeya the hasam ain boy mamish. That's insignificant. Shederach ha'ayin the ma'ametz u'miftach tzas. Everybody's eye opens and shuts. You have to, right? You have to blink. It's like a reflex. But here, see you a godo who kishamaz memo asma besairo. Here, it's really a big deal to turn your head one way or the other. I don't know. I never really thought you give the guy an award for being a customer at a barbershop. But okay, you don't get a barber award. But he says, that's hard. Haka see you a godo who kishamaz memo asma besairo. Here, you give the guy the hair. That's big. So that's like the Rambam, that there's a difference. The Rambam says, this makes you into the barber. How come it doesn't make you into the doctor? So the Ritva distinguishes and he says, you know why? Because here you did nothing except blink. Here you moved your head back and forth. So you have to know what you're doing. So it makes you into a barber. Here it doesn't make you into a doctor. All right. All the Misayeyans are not the same. But then he quotes, the kol shekein the perish of Meir Zal, he says a different answer. Shekosamnu le'el de belav Misayeya yesh belav. Here it's different. Because here there's a lav of Nikav. This does not make you into the makif. It doesn't make you into a barber. You're not the barber here. You're an active nikaf. Oh, but here there's no Easter on the patient. There's only an Easter, rak, yesh, Easter, refuah, birofe, on the doctor. There's only Easter, refuah, on the doctor. So here, this doesn't make you into the barber. It just makes you, there's a lav b'fnei atzmai on the nikaf. Each one has their own lav, the makif and the nikaf. Here, there's no Easter on the patient. There's only Easter on the doctor. So the Gemara says, blinking your eyes doesn't make you into a doctor. Moving your head doesn't make you into a barber either. But what it does is it makes you violate the nikaf lav in an active fashion. There's a separate lav to be a patient here, to be a customer in a barbershop. Here, there's no lav to be a patient in a doctor's office. So he says, U'kolchik and the patient meyazal, shekasab nu'el, debilav misayeya yesh b'ilav. Even without the helping out, there's a separate lab of Nikaf. Okay? So that's where we are. So again, just a recap over here. The Shach says, let's say a woman shows up Friday night at the mikveh without her nails cut. So the Taz says, no problem, just clean out underneath the nails. No problem. The Shach disagrees. He says, no, you can't clean out underneath the nails. The nail itself is a chatzitza. So Shach says, let her stick out her hands for the Nachri, and the Nachri will cut the nails. The Taz said, and it'll be a shvus to shvus, because you don't need the nails. It's a malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. You don't need the nails. You don't need the product of malacha, so it's mutter. And the Taz disagreed. And the Taz says, no, that you're helping out. Since you're helping out, that's like you cut the nails. So the Shav disagrees, and the Shav says, no, helping out only makes you, if there's a separate law for being a patient, there's a separate law for getting your hair cut, so it makes you into an active customer. But it doesn't make you into the barber. It doesn't make you into the manicurist. So the Shach disagrees, and he says, helping out here would be insignificant. Here, Misayeya ain't by mamish. All Misayeya does is make it into a lav sheyesh b'maisa, but it doesn't make you into the barber, it doesn't make you into a doctor, and it doesn't make you into a manicurist. So if a woman just sticks her hands out, she wouldn't be violating the Isra of cutting nails on Shabbos. Who's doing that? The Nachri. The Taz argues, and Taz says, no, you see from that Gemara, putting your hands out, putting your hair out, makes you into the barber. And the Shach might disagree, and he holds, no, it doesn't make you into the barber. It just makes you into an active nikav. So that's it. There's another, though, issue over here between the Shach and the Taz. And that is that the Taz disagrees with the Shach, and he says, this is not called Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. And now we get into a bigger problem. Look over here, page 28. The Taz says it's not a Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Okay, so the Taz had one time on the Shach. He said, Misayeya He'isha, the Shach said, Misayeya Ein Ba Mamish. Because the Taz understood, Misayeya makes you into the barber, Misayeya makes you into the manicurist. Misayeya makes you into the barber. He goes, no, Misayeya just makes it into a lav sheyesh b'maisa. But it doesn't make you into the barber. Makes it into a lav sheyesh b'maisa. The Taz of Misayeya makes you into the ki'u chatav tibonayim. It makes you into the barber. So here too, it's like you are cutting the nails. But then the Taz, this is the first time of the Taz. Then the Taz says the second time, and this is a little more Hilchos Shabbos oriented. The Taz says it is a melacha hatzricha legufa. What? You don't need the nails. How could it be a melacha hatzricha legufa if you don't need the nails? So he quotes from a Rivash. The Rivash says over here, page 28, he discusses combing your hair. The first person to have a tshuva about combing his hair is the Rivash. He has a long tshuva. We're going to quote it a few times. So he writes over here, so too by brushing your hair. You're happy. I don't know in what time people were happy about this, but you're happy that you pulled out the hair. Why are you happy you pulled out the hair? Even though you don't need the hair, who cares? Just like a person who cuts his nails, even though you don't need the nails, they're going into the trash, you're chayev. I feel the Reb Shimon, the part of the Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, even according to Reb Shimon, who holds that you're potter by Malacha She'ein Tzricha L'Gufa, here you are chayev. Sharei anetila hi ha-malacha v'chein b'seher. Cutting the nails is itself the malacha, so too by hair. So too by hair. So he says over here, you are chayev, because cutting nails is the malacha tzricha l'gufa. And it could be that that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. But I say, turn to page 29. Turn to page 29. The Shulchan Aruch says, Asa lito saira o tziparna bein biyad bein bekli, bein la'atzmai bein la'acherim. You're not allowed to cut your hair or your nails with your hand, with a kli, for yourself or for others. V'chayiv al shtei sairos. You're chayiv if you cut two hairs. You're chayiv if you cut two hairs. Okay, Rabbi said, look at the bir halacha over there on the right-hand side. V'chayiv. How can it be chayiv? You don't need the nails. So over there, the bir halacha, he writes, he made atosis kasvu, d'zehu davka l'Rabbi Yehuda. The melacha shein tzrich l'gufa chayiv. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then you're chayiv. Aval Reb Shimon pater af bekli. According to Reb Shimon, you pater even if you use the utensil because you don't need the nails. So the Bir Halacha ends up saying he holds like the Rivash. You look down over here. He says, "Why over here you chayiv? Why here v'chayiv? You don't need the nails." So on the third wide line, he quotes on the Rivash and he says the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rivash that cutting nails is called malacha tzricha l'gufa. Ah, you don't need the nail. Nonetheless, cutting nails is considered to be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa. Why is cutting nails considered to be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa? So that we need to understand. So Rabbi said, I guess next time. Look over here, page 31 is a Ramban. The Ramban explains why cutting nails is considered to be a malacha hatzricha l'gufa. So I guess we'll start with that next time in the session. It's a lot for today. So look at the Ramban, page 31. We'll start, why is cutting nails a malacha hatzricha l'gufa? Okay, shkai l'chevah.